If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
It's EV News briefly for Thursday, the 9th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. Let's get you up to speed. Mercedes-Benz kicking off the news today with a 9% year-over-year increase in EV sales. And that's interesting because their overall car business was down a bit, but EVs saved the day. The CLA had strong demand. We don't talk about EVs being made in Scotland very much. Well, there is a Scottish automaker, small as you can imagine, but a lot of EV startups have gone the way of the dodo, but not Munro EV. They've been around since 2019, and they've got some new investment to support plans to build 5,000 of their EVs. They are rugged 4x4 off-road vehicles used for industry. And Scotland hasn't really had a car industry since the Hillman Imp was made there in the early 1980s. Now, Tesla's Model Y standard, headline news yesterday, we thought just for the US. It's going to come to the UK in right-hand drive versions and Europe as well. The head of the Berlin plant, André Thierig, talking about how that'll start production in a few weeks' time. That wasn't really talked about yesterday by Tesla. It'll be made in Shanghai as well. Probably for the UK market, because we haven't got those Chinese import tariffs here on right-hand drive markets as well, Australia perhaps. Tesla's Model Y and Ford Mach-E are now actually very comparatively priced in the United States. And so while the Model Y outpaces the Mach-E for efficiency and charging speed, the Mach-E actually provides really good value, a bit more comfort for some drivers as well. So those vehicles very evenly matched with the new price reductions we see from Tesla and the offers we see from Ford with the Mach-E. Nissan's e-Power could be supplied to the likes of Ford and Stellantis. Talks are being held for Nissan to supply their range-extended technology, which is, I mean, it's not an electric car because there's no plug socket, so you have to go to the petrol station all the time, and you have to burn stuff all the time, but it does charge a battery, which then uses electric motors to propel the vehicle. It's not an EV. They market it as such. It hasn't got a plug socket, but Ford and Stellantis could be using that technology. They're in discussions. Weave Grid and LG are partnering. Now, Weave Grid are a platform that helps cars support the grid and does all of the AI software stuff to optimize the energy use and strengthen grid reliability. Volvo's US EV deliveries jumping year over year in Q3. Total sales again for Volvo, like Mercedes, down a little bit, but cars like the EX30 and EX90 saving the day. A JD Power report finds that US EV interest is holding steady, even as the federal tax credit is going, and lots of people have been quite doom-mongerish about the US EV market. This new survey saying, actually, long-term, we don't see that. Leap Motors B10, their mid-size crossover, coming to the UK in November. Now, their small car is 14 grand. Their big car's low 30s. I think we see B10 around £23,000-£24,000 going up against the Peugeots of the world. A bit more than a Renault 5. It's a bigger vehicle than that, quite a lot, actually. A different segment of vehicle. But 270 miles of range, 168 kilowatt DC fast charging peak. Sold through Stellantis dealerships. I think we'll see competitive pricing on that to fill the gap, actually, in the 20-something range. In Germany, the Green leader is criticising the current Chancellor's call to abandon the EU's 2035 combustion engine ban, saying it's damaging to the German car industry, and if you do that, you just give the Chinese even more of a lead. Here in the UK, the charging network InstaVolt upgrading their old 50-kilowatt chargers. And it's hard when a bit of hardware's in the ground to then rip it out and upgrade it, because people always want new sites, but they are doing that work, replacing them with 120-kilowatt chargers. In Northern Ireland, the scheme is rolling out for cross-pavement home charging channels. They have almost like a zip that goes across the top, so there's no trip hazard. That's brilliant. Charging at home is so much cheaper and important. And Renault's EV unit, Ampere, reaffirming its goal to reduce its costs by 40% over the next 3 years, which should lead to cheaper batteries and therefore cheaper EVs for us to buy. That's briefly.